I'm gonna treat myself like the queen I am. And I'm gonna take a look at if it's not gorgeous, if it's not awesome, if I'm not inspired, then it goes.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What is up, my beautiful? It is so great to be here with you today. I just got back to Miami after 2 weeks on the road, and the sun is shining. The bougainvillea is just popping with color. I have recommitted to my workout. That felt good to get going in that today. I'm drinking my lemon water. And, you know, definitely spring is in the air. So I felt like today would be a great day to connect on recommitting. You know, I think that spring is so much about this refreshing of our homes, refreshing our wardrobe, refreshing our mind, refreshing our desires. And, you know, it takes a moment to sort of stop and pause. You know, we set our New Year's resolutions typically, and by the time May rolls around, things can kind of get on autopilot. They can kind of get in that space of just going through the motions and not even thinking about what you're doing or being super intentional about it. So I'm really, really delighted that you're here today to kind of take a pause and take a beat, to take a look inside your heart about being intentional with your life. So we're going to start today with a prayer, as we typically do, and then we'll move it forward together. Oh, dear God, thank you. Thank you for the different seasons in our lives. Thank you for always loving us, always guiding us, always protecting us, even when it doesn't look like it, even when it doesn't feel like it, even when there aren't any seemingly tangible pieces of evidence that you've got us, or that it's going to work out, or the manifestation that we desire is going to appear. But we're reminded in this moment that we are so deeply loved, that we are so important, that abundance is within us and all around us. So I ask that you would bring that peace that passes understanding, that you would illumine our hearts, that you would get us out of any kind of funk, fog, going through the motions, and brighten, illumine our hearts, our minds, and our path. And we pray this believing. Amen. Okay. So yes, I have. Pattern interrupts are great, but not when they derail you. And I have kind of let myself get a bit off track with eating, dining, traveling, you know, kind of working out here, there, and everywhere. But it hasn't been consistent. And we know that we get the results when we do things consistently. So if anyone is looking for a recommitment to some health or fitness or just straight up looking good goals, you can come on over and join me. I'm going to be doing a lot in the Q Club with that as I recommit to my goals. And, you know, it's a great time for those of us that are in the Northern Hemisphere, like getting closer to summer. I found that when I set my goals at the beginning of the year and I gave myself too long of a period of time, I'm like, I've got time. I've actually gained weight, to be honest. So I think sometimes we women, we think that we're helping ourselves out by saying, oh, well, it's going to take this amount of time to make a certain amount of money or to manifest something in particular. And I find that when you give yourself less time, you actually do it, or at least I do. So I'm giving myself less time now to lose the amount of weight. and just get into a great groove, which, you know, it's good to kind of clean things up. So for me personally, what a cleanse looks like is I'm going off sugar, gluten or wheat, dairy, alcohol. Basically, it's vegetables, protein, and a lot of lemon water for me. And when I do this, I find that like I cleanse other areas of my life as well. Like I'll go through my wardrobe. I'm going to reorganize my closet. I'll cleanse my mind. I won't watch mindless TV that I sometimes love to like unwind with at the end of the day. I've got some books stacked up, so I'll be sharing with you what books I'm reading. I've let my emails pile up again, so I'm gonna like literally do a spring cleaning here in my body, in my inbox, in my mind, in my mindset. And I'm so excited about it. I'm not dreading it. I'm just really unavailable for that. You know, I used to like psych myself up and though last night, if you saw on Instagram, I did sort of do like a last dinner of sorts, but I would almost kind of dread when I would go into this kind of cleanse mode. Not kind of, there's no kind of about it. When I do it, I do it. And I was telling Glenn this morning, I'm really looking forward to it because I could feel the temptation to be like, but wait, what about the weekend or happy hour, or, you know, pasta or whatever? And I was just like, no, I'm going to make this really fun. I'm going to read books that I'm really excited to read. I'm going to pick out new recipes and try new recipes that we haven't tried before. I'm going to, you know, I've got my amazing trainer, so I've got that, and I'm like going to reach out to some friends and go for walks and kind of get workout buddies going on in addition to it. And it's just going to like be really pleasurable, she says, day one. But still, it's my intention. I'm going to do a daily podcast for a while because I think it'll help get me through it. And we'll see if I'm still as excited about this on day 5 or 10. But it's just, I think what it is, I'm just so committed to new in my life. And I know that we live in a void universe. And when you clear things out, new must come in. And so I've been surrounding myself with some new people, new friends, new mentors. And already I'm seeing the results. Already people are introducing me, these new friends are introducing me to new contacts and new people. And a new mastermind I'm in has just brought me this incredible, incredible, incredible idea for a project that I never would have seen or thought of for myself on my own. And I could not be more excited about it. And, you know, I think that getting out of the pandemic, we are all just ready for new. We're ready for new. We're ready for fresh. We're ready for up-leveled. And just, I don't know about you, like I was having lunch with a friend on Saturday, and I was like, I just cannot do same old anymore. Like, even if it's making money, even if it's like fine, even if I'm good at it, like no longer am I'm not only not waiting for, like I used to wait for things to get really painful to leave, like leave a relationship or leave a, you know, business era or whatever it was. And this time that's not where it's at. It's like, I'm so committed to thriving. I'm so like, if it's not just, yes, I love that, it's an absolute no for me. And so I wanted to come on today to support you and really taking a look into your life about what must get cleared out for you so that that new can come in, and how, like what habits, you can borrow some of mine if these sound good to you, or what changes must you make to get even more intentional in your life? You know, even more big thinking, even more of an advocate for you, like to really, really be there for you. Because I know the temptation is to go into depression. The temptation is to feel defeated. The temptation is to get jealous, you know, fantasizing that everything's going perfectly for someone else. The temptation is to think that, well, you tried it and it just didn't work, or that it's too expensive and you shouldn't spend that money on yourself, or you shouldn't invest in yourself again because you already have. And, you know, we've got to really make sure that we are thinking and behaving in the ways that are actually successful, because there isn't a successful person out there that doesn't continue to invest in themselves. There isn't a successful person out there that doesn't always have at least one mentor. I mean, the people that I look up to in the world, it's like I see them getting back from working with their mentors or their mastermind groups or some sort of, I don't know, team retreat or, you know, investment in a product line. Like successful people are always stretching, taking risks, investing. And trust me, I know that like temptation to recoil, like I'm spent, I'm maxed out. I'm gonna go and do all this first. I'm gonna go make the money. I'm gonna go, I don't know, do it on my own, figure it out for myself first, and then I will ... And I gotta tell you, like, that's just one more thing that I am leaving in the past is my loner aspect. I wrote about that in my book. There's a whole chapter on the archetype of being the loner, because, you know, I think that if you've been traumatized or if you've felt defeat or something like that, that the tendency is to want to shrink and recoil. And society will want to make us wrong for, or have us feel shame for having spent money or maybe made mistakes with money or that kind of thing. And I just gotta, like, I am not living in that space any longer. Learn from the past, sure, but I'm not gonna punish myself over anything. It's just, I'm just so committed to the high vibeness. And you cannot be high vibe in your life if you're not deeply loving yourself. Deeply loving yourself. Like, I even look at the weight that I've put on, and there was a part of me that I don't have like super negative self-talk, but there's a part of me that was like, could have gotten down on myself about, Jeannie, you said you're going to go and get J-Lo abs this year, and you're like even, you know, heavy. It's like, no. Today is a day that I get to love myself and love my body and begin again. Like, every moment we get to begin again. And today I get to begin again with my lemon water and my workout and my intermittent fasting and looking forward to a healthy dinner, you know, and did the, just spent an amazing week in LA last week and then was in Orlando for Mother's Day weekend and, got used to the 5 o'clock happy hour. And it was like, you know, looking at the clock and it's like, yeah, that's going to be lemon water tonight. Like the thought and the temptation to be like, or let's start tomorrow. But I was like, no, like, I kind of feel like I've outgrown feeling defeated or feeling like a victim or kind of even being miserable. And I've been doing a lot of work on myself my whole life, but, you know, recently in particular, I've added a lot of meditation. I'm doing a minimum, this isn't about anything other than sharing. I've just committed to meditating every day and a minimum of 30 minutes, but more like 60 to 75 minutes. And I can feel that one of the results are me outgrowing any form of negativity, famous last words, right? But like, you know, there's some things that went on today that I wasn't really thrilled about. And they weren't really my preference. And I just know the emotional place that I would have gone to before that I'm just not going to now. It's like, all right, well, I'm not thrilled about it, but it's only happening for my good. So figure it out. Like, what is the good? What is the lesson? What is the silver lining? And it just feels like a much more, not just empowered place to place my intention and I just feel like I know too much at this point. Like, getting super upset about something not going my way, it just feels a little too juvenile. Like, it's like I know too much. And I know that you do too, because you're reading the same books and you're praying and journaling and meditating and working on yourself. And it's like, we've earned the right to outgrow certain ways of being. And we just don't need to be negative. We don't need to complain. We don't need to gossip. And we also don't need to think that all of our desires aren't possible, because we know that our thoughts create our reality. And we know that with God, all things are possible. So I just figured that my life isn't perfect right now, according to like my vision board. But I kind of have the feeling that it is, because I just know that everything is leading to all of my greatest desires. And part of what's leading to all my greatest desires today is this cleanse. Like, it feels like I'm at that place where I'm actually excited to go and clean out the inbox. I'm excited to go organize the closet. And I don't know if I'm excited about the food cleanse, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'm focused more on the feeling that I have when I slim down and when I eat differently than anything else that I could feel. I think I'm being very intentional about where I place my energy, where I place my focus, where I place my time, and where I place my attention. Something else that I've noticed that I'm being intentional about, speaking of time, is, you know, and we've talked about this before. We talk about it a lot in the Q Club, but maybe on the podcast. You know, when you go to have a meeting, like kind of like the default mode for me for a while was just book an hour and like that meeting will be an hour. And then I was like, I'm getting like half of the amount done in a day that I desire to get done. What if we just cut these meetings to 30 minutes? Like, what if we just didn't give ourselves an hour and gave ourselves 30 minutes? Like, not all the time, but the majority of the time. So I started to make things 30 minutes. And then today I was going to like set up a 30 minute time to talk to someone. And we were texting back and forth. And I was like, actually, I could get this done in 15 minutes. And I texted her and I was like, hey, I've got 15 minutes right now. Are you free? And she didn't respond back for like 8 minutes. And so, and she's like, yeah, but I'm actually around. I was like, well, let's get it done in 7 minutes then. Cause I had 7 minutes to my next call. It took her 2 minutes to get on Zoom. We actually had 5 minutes and got it done. So it's like this thing that I was going to give 30 minutes to got handled in 5. And it was like, yes, queen. Yes. This is feeling great. Like this, it all feels like a slim down, right? It's like, you know, like cutting away all the fat, like just trimming it all down. So it feels really, really great. And I think that as women, when we've got this kind of, I don't want to say control. What do I want to say? It's kind of like sovereignty or authority over our lives feels really good. And I was talking to my director of operations earlier today, and I was like, wow, I've got so much space in my calendar this week. Like, I'm like, it feels good, and everything isn't back to back to back. And that's where I think that those ideas come in, or the intuition can be heard a bit more when that allows us to be more intentional in our lives. So yes, waking up early, I'm recommitting to the 5 a.m. club and the workouts and the meditation and the journaling. And it's just kind of spring cleaning it all out. So I want you to get rid of the clutter, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and clean it out so that those big dreams that you've got, that they can come in, that there's going to be space for them, that there's going to be time for them, that you're actually going to have the capacity for them. Because how often in our lives are we like complaining that the, I don't know, the amazing relationship or the amazing opportunity or all the ideal clients aren't showing up. But if they did, would we even have the time, the space, the capacity for it? I know for me, probably not. Not when my plate is full, not when I'm filled to the brim, not when I'm going through the motions, not when I'm doing all the same old, not when my mind is filled with like the lower vibe stuff of like, well, I have to do this even though I don't want to, or, you know, just thinking that I'm doing the right thing because I'm following everyone else's advice about just work all the time, or you have to do things that you don't like to get ahead. And I'm just being really, really mindful. It's, you know, I was talking to the Q Club last week on our monthly call, our live call. I was like, let's pick a scripture to actually live by. Because, and you get, like, I know the Bible more than I know other spiritual texts, but the other spiritual texts that I've written say their own version of something similar. It's, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and all these things will be added unto you. My ways are higher than your ways. So never anywhere does it say work all the time and that's how you get ahead. Put in 20 hours a day doing things that you don't like, sacrifice a whole ton, and then you'll be successful. And I was like, we know this stuff. We know that our thoughts create our reality. That are we living it? And so we've all picked a scripture to actually live by. Not just know, but actually live by. And it feels really, really great. It feels like a risk. It feels like a little bit of a gamble. It feels like more of the unknown. To really lean in on spiritual scripture versus just do it. Because I don't know about you, but just do it got really boring and really tight and really small and really predictable and familiar to the degree that I didn't want familiar. Like, I didn't want more of the same. I didn't want to go through the motions. I was looking for the dazzle. I was looking for the spectacular. I was looking for the out of the box. I was looking for the unknown, actually. I was looking for just like the miraculous, the magnificent, the larger than life, the you know, the pinch myself moments. And I'd gotten away from that when I was doing things that I'd always done before, when I was doing things just because I could, when I was kind of like not really challenging myself and being mentally lazy to just go to all the familiar ways I knew to do life, do business, make money, launch programs, fill events, etc. And I'm glad that this time I didn't wait till, I don't know, I didn't wait till it got so bad before it created new. Sometimes like I would just wait for like the relationship to just completely self-combust before I'd walk away. Or I'd wait for the team member to just mess up so much before it was like, this just isn't a fit. Or say with clients, whatever. Like this time I just took a look at my life and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to wait till it gets to a place of being intolerable to make a change. I'm going to treat myself like the queen I am. And I'm going to take a look at if it's not gorgeous, if it's not awesome, if I'm not inspired, then it goes. Then it's just gotta go. Life is way too short and we are so not promised tomorrow for me to spend any moment wearing something that I don't think is beautiful, spending time on something that I'm not inspired by. And this doesn't mean that there's not the the good challenges, right? But it's like, if you're going to be challenged by something, at least know that you're like, there's inspiration at the, you know, end of the tunnel for you, that there's a glistening light of spectacularness waiting for you. Sometimes I would just like work on stuff and even the best outcome wasn't even that great. And so I'm in being intentional. I've really raised my standards with who am I going to surround myself with? What activities are worthy of my time? How am I going to design my days? And when I am clearing things out, I found that there's a lot of space. And before I go fill it up with stuff, I'm going to give it the time. I'm going to give it the time to live by the scriptures. Because I found that my best thinking, it's like pretty good. My best thinking got me stuff that I was like, that's cool. I gotta admit, I've never really dazzled myself. The dazzle has always come from the divine. Like really that like, whoa, like that big, awesome. Like when I look back at my career or my life or some life choices, and anytime I was like, yes, queen, those ideas weren't things I thunk up. And I remember, you know, there's just these different seasons where, you know, I had a really thriving practice as a psychotherapist. And then it got too full. Like I was seeing too many clients a week. And I left Detroit and moved to California to become a life coach. And then I was like begging people for $25 life coaching sessions. Couldn't get a client, save my life. And there was this space that I wasn't used to. And I let myself make it mean something that God did not intend for it to mean. Meaning, I was like, oh, I must not be that good if I'm not getting life coaching clients. No, I wasn't supposed to get life coaching clients the way I was getting psychotherapy clients, because that was just, you know, a horizontal move. It wasn't an upgrade. And I found that in that season of that space when I was freaking out and depressed, there was space to read all of these personal development books that have developed me into the queen that I am today. There was a time of rest and relaxation, even though I didn't use it for that purpose, because right around the corner, I got introduced to internet marketing. And then I started working a lot, 12, 15 hours a day, getting my business off the ground. And, you know, relatively speaking, soared to the top. You know, I turned my yearly income into my monthly income and then like did it again and again. And it was amazing and exciting. And it was like I was doing what I loved and I was making big amounts of money and I was changing lives and it was so meaningful. And I did what they said you could do. I went from basically zero to crossing seven figures in 3.5 years. And then after I crossed seven figures, what was that? Probably I crossed seven figures in 2010 and 11 again. And then 2012, I now had the wealth consciousness. I had all of the tools in place. I had the team. I had the fancy house in Malibu and all that. I couldn't get a client to save my life. Like the faucet shut off. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I freaked out again. And I was like, what's going on? Well, I can tell you this. There was not enough Chardonnay in this world that could fix it. And I got depressed and I let my ego take a hit and my confidence take a hit and think like, oh my gosh, well, does this stuff not work? Or is it not like, I couldn't understand it. And because I went to all the known places in my head of like, where, like trying to figure it out. I didn't rest in the scriptures. And 2013 came around And I remember it was January 2nd, and I was driving down Pacific Coast Highway to meet a friend who was also a mastermind partner. And I was just praying as I was driving. I was like, dear God, what's this year about for me? And I instantly heard coaching certification program. And I'd never thought of it before. So the point that I'm making here is I couldn't think up internet marketing. I couldn't think up seven figures for myself at the time when I was starting. I never thought about coaching certification program. Like it was a divine download that turned into a dazzle, that turned into launching the Divine Living Academy that year, and then doing not just seven-figure launches from a video series, but multiple seven-figure launches, and the Divine Living Academy on top of mastermind programs and traveling the world and, you know, soaring to $5 million. And it was like, then there was the Divine Living Magazine that came out of that as well. It was like all of this came from the divine. And so, I've shared recently also, last year I was like, I just got it that it was time to complete nuts and bolts business coaching. It was really, I didn't know what was next. And this time though, it didn't turn to depression or too much Chablis. I have the wisdom, thankfully, of being 49 years old and knowing, oh, I've seen this before. God gives me these times of pause so that I can rest, rejuvenate, clean out, clear out. Because that next big mountaintop experience, she's a coming. Oh, yes. I can like feel her just around the corner. You know, it's been about a year now where I've been completing my business as usual, going through the motions, life as I knew it. Had some other fun, delightful, easy projects float in. But delightful and easy is great. And that kind of like tides you over in that kind of a season of pause. There's a big one, another big one coming, because God doesn't do anything but big in my life and yours. But you can't add big to big and not topple over. And so if you're going through any kind of a pause season in your life, or if it feels like a desert, I was talking to another friend of mine. She's like, I'm in the desert. I'm like, well, maybe it's just that season to create the space, like let the space come in, like let it get empty so it can get filled back up again. But this time, when you fill it up, you want to make sure it's really intentional, really living life by design, really not just doing what you've seen done, doing what you have done, doing what you've seen other people do. This season is meant to be your for such a time as this. It's meant to be so grand and so exponential and so just you, like that, like you couldn't even be jealous of anyone else because you are so in love with your life. That's what I'm holding out for. That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm believing in. That's why I'm living by the scriptures. Not just knowing them anymore, living by them. So my love, this gets to be that season for you too. We get to clean out, clear out, rest, be intentional, and really create the space for this new, epic, gorgeous life to come in. So if you are in that space of just knowing and believing and praying for your greatest contribution yet to come in, and you'd like to be around some other incredible women and have me as your mentor, I would love for you to check out my new, up-leveled, never been done before, La Dolce Vita experience. This is by application only. The link is in the show notes. And if you're listening to this in real time, you've got until May 20th to get your application in. And I am so committed to the sweet life, the feminine way, the spiritual way, the creative way, the way that really, really invites the quantum field to come in and just quantum leap you. This is about life and business. This is about really taking a look at our lives, our way of being, our way of holding ourselves, if there's like healing that needs to be done, if there's strengthening that needs to happen. It's really taking you as a woman and a person into account, what your values are, what your desires are, etc. And then if you're listening to this podcast, probably your contribution is meant to be in some epic way with your career. And really getting out of the box and getting creative with what that looks like for you. So you can check out all of the details. There's a time to come to my house in Miami, and we're going to do coaching, and we're going to have a yacht day. There's going to be a trip to Italy. Yes, queen, because what would life be without a trip with Gina DeVee and white truffle season, where white truffles come from? That's in October. You can see all the details. There's an opportunity to get the personalized attention. There's an opportunity to be really deeply rooted in sisterhood and community with other women who are just unavailable for anything familiar and completely creating in the unknown. So if that's for you, check it out. I would love to review your application. I'm doing interviews just to really help everyone get clear if this is right for you. And I'm looking for a certain kind of woman as well. You don't have to be making a certain amount of money. This is not that kind of group. This is more about who you are, where you're at, your intention, where you're going. So I'll help you sort all that out. So if you feel called, fill out the application and we will go from there. Otherwise, everyone really, really know that doing your life, creating life intentionally, you have what it takes. It is within you. You can't be too busy and you can't be too filled up. And when you create that space, epic is awaiting you. Lots of love.
Oh my goodness, how much did you love, love, love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.